I'll join you. And hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to episode 58 of the Guardian Up podcast, where I join Sin and Orbit, and we talk Destiny while we play the game. We bring on different guests and communities to learn about them, their experiences in Destiny, and discuss other topics. Your hosts, as always, are Kingsley Mack and Sin, with Kingsley Mack and Sin as the guests tonight. How you doing, man?
I am doing well, sir. Hopefully you're doing well,
too. I'm pretty good, except we were talking in the pre-show that I'm super allergy-ish. Trying not to cough or clear my throat or sneeze or anything while we're talking.
Right. You need like a Zyrtec or a Claritin. I doubt Benadryl would be good because he'd probably be knocked out and wouldn't be able to record.
No, yeah. I need the hardcore stuff. I take the...
You take it with a D?
Yeah, what's the...
Decongestant.
No, yeah, there's some Xylalt. No, I forget what it is. Levocitrazine is the generic. It's like the hardcore allergy medicine. And stronger than Claritin. Zyzal was the brand name. It was XYZAL. But the doctor prescribed it to me once a few years back, and levocitrazine is the generic now. I can get it cheap. But not as many people know about this one because Claritin kind of took over the world. But boy, this is way better. Claritin does like nothing for me.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've been, when I do it, it's Zyrtec. So it's usually my jam.
Yep. Zyrtec it is. So we're coming to you live tonight from
Izanagi
Forge, where we tell you all the good stuff that's happening in the forges, because don't you want to know, Sin, what's new going on in the forges these days?
Well, the only reason we're even here is just for the simple fact for the heir apparent grind, for these laurels and medals.
Laurel. And
Laurel. I mean, unfortunately, with being a Walking Dead fan, it's just funny to me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's kind of a pain in the rear end, honestly, just because, you know, we're this far in, you know, I don't think you've gotten it. I haven't gotten the heir apparent yet. And it's just grinding out these medals for these triumphs, because you need 7 out of the 11 triumphs in order to complete, in order to be able to get heir apparent. So,
like I was saying all along, I super pain, not looking forward to it. It is quite the grind. I've mostly been working on it during the day when I've been bored, and then at night, I never want to jump into the boring stuff. I just want to do raids or something. But we are jumping into it tonight to bring the people what they want to hear on this lovely grind. I'll probably get it by the time this is over. But, boy, Sin, are you close? Because we only have 1 week left.
Yeah, I'm close enough. I think I got 4 of the 7. The last couple ones are really just medals, like turning in different medals for different things. And then there's one where you have to collect so many laurels on all these different areas. You know, I've been doing a pretty good job over the past few weeks, really doing the bounty grind. And, you know, that's helped me. I've just recently, I would say last night when we were finishing up our raid, and I know we'll talk about that here in a little bit with Gator and team, that I just finished rank 100 for the season. So that's finally in the bag for me. But yeah, I mean, doing bounties and these metal grinds has been my main focus over the last couple weeks. That and still trying to clear my max out my last bunker, which I haven't been able to do yet. I got a couple more upgrades to go.
Yeah, it's a lot because it's not just I was looking at them myself. I have 4 out of the 7 also, and I have 2 more that are almost done. So I'm at 6 out of 7. But then I was looking at, okay, which one would be the next closest to get for the 7th? And I think, is there 9 total? I forget. But like out of all the ones that are left, they are all super, super grindy. So yeah, you could say you're close, but then you're close to 6 out of 7. And that 7th is going to be a pain no matter which one you choose.
Right.
So yeah, I'm not looking forward to it.
They are grindy for sure.
Yeah, I'm just doing it right now because, and like I said, I'll probably get it done because I'm able to hop on a lot during the day, but I'm not like doing this because I feel some great excitement of getting heir apparent. It'll be nice. It's interesting, you know.
Yeah, I definitely want it just because I want to have it. And I don't want to wait for the loot drop whenever, because you never know when that gun might be OP or might be a requirement to do something later on. So I want to do it while we can, without having to actually wait. And I think I'll get in the loot table
next season.
they might, or they might wait a couple seasons. You never know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's taken them this long to put the faction rally or the faction loot back into the game. We just now got it after what, a year not having faction rallies.
Yeah, exotics tend to go a little faster though. But yeah, they could take a while. And I'll probably still get it, but let's say I don't get it, and then whenever they do drop it in, at least exotics have that duplicate protection now. So like, if when they added it in, it would be the first exotic I would get as a drop, because you know they do that now, where if there's something you don't have and it's in the general table, you'll get it first.
It's prioritized, which is nice. And I do have a couple of exotics pulls in my seasonal pass that I need to really log into my warlock and hunter and grab those, just so I can get the ones that I'm missing on those characters.
Yeah, so we have 1 week left of Guardian Games. We are in the week. It's Mayhem for Crucible. So I knew they were going to do this at least one of the weeks. And Mayhem is actually, when I was hopping in it today, it's shorter matches, kind of fun and easy to get these things. But I dare say sometimes I'd get more kills in Rumble than I would in Mayhem. Everyone keeps forgetting about Rumble. But I'm telling you, Rumble is a good, quick way to get your kills, and you might as well, because I know that one requirement's a pain, get 25 super kills in Rumble, but if you're doing Rumble anyways, then at least you can start picking towards that goal also.
Right. Yeah, definitely now's the time to do it, and if we're going to grind it out. Speaking of all these, I know we were talking a little bit pre-show about it, but speaking of all these metal grinds and the Guardian games, we were talking earlier about Titans. I think at this point they pretty much have a guaranteed win, because even if the hunters go call it flawless between now and the end of the Guardian games, they still won't have enough points to be able to win.
Yeah, even with those double points each day in week three, it's pretty crazy. Looks like Titans are going to take it.
Well, so we're saying that, you know, what we see in the tower with these banners isn't necessarily the actual like scoring. It could be a lot closer than what we're seeing.
Yes.
And that, but you did say that, right?
Yeah. They said, okay, it's worth mentioning how the flags in the tower work. At the start of the day, all the teams are even, so the flags begin in the midpoints. So, you know, they're right exactly in the middle. This represents equilibrium, where teams have an even 33.3% of all the percentage points for the day. As the medals get deposited and the teams move away from equilibrium, the flags will adjust. We expected, though, that the teams would stay fairly close to each other and that all the action would occur in a narrow band around the equilibrium point. But if a team ever pulls just 5% ahead of another team, let's say with a total of 38% or more of all points, their flag goes to the top of the pole. Likewise, a team dropping 5% behind another team will hit the bottom of the pole. So if a team goes beyond these values, their flag will just stay pegged at the top or the bottom until their values come within 5 percentage points. So I guess the way they programmed this all along, you know, they didn't program it in a way where like the flags would just like very fluidly move up and down throughout the day. Obviously, there's some programming built into instances when you join an instance. And what they're saying is they were expecting still, even if it's like 6%, you could consider that close for having a chance to win. But their point is, if one of the teams is 6% ahead of another team, the flag just goes to the top, and then the other team is in the middle. And then if another team's behind, their flag goes to the bottom. So don't worry about the flags. I mean, I was never worried about the flags. I didn't expect them to be like a super accurate representation.
Right. I know a lot of people seem like they've been up in arms about it.
Well, they showed also some graphs showing of who was coming to participate in the games. And, you know, yes, they said that they're weighing it some where, hunters won't get as much points because there's more hunters. So people are like, oh, is that not fair or whatever? But they also showed a graph showing like that's not the full story. Like if the hunters came out and played a lot, they could still win. They showed that on average every single day. Now, the first day, the hunters had almost as many medals deposited on average as Titans. But on every other day since then, Titans are averaging about 11.2 to 11.5, somewhere around there. And Warlocks are in second place and Hunters are in last place, showing that they just really aren't putting in as much work. So it really is simple as that. I mean, if they put in more work per player, then they could win.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. But and by the time we record our next episode, we'll have the final results and we'll see how this actually plays out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see.
So over a couple of nights this week, we did a thing with some friends from another podcast.
Yes,
mainly Gator from the other podcast, but friends in general.
Yeah, and I also want to give a shout out to, and there's been quite a few people that have joined the Discord recently, but since we're talking about this raid that we were doing, I also want to give a shout out to Unique. He has been a longtime member in the Destiny Reset Discord, and I was hopping into the Destiny Reset Discord the other day looking for a raid and found him, and he had mentioned how like he was a big player in D1, hadn't done much in D2 until just recently. So earlier on in the week, we hopped in a Leviathan raid with him, his son, a couple friends, because they hadn't done any D2 raids. They wanted to get some experience. I'm like, okay, cool. I'll join you guys. And they play on PC. And then after that, we're like, yeah, we want to do some more raids. So it kind of was fortuitous that we also wanted to do a raid with Gator from Guardian Down so we could get Gator his Garden of Salvation clear. So we hopped in with Gator, you, me, Unique, his son, Helios, and Nolzy. And if you're counting that, yes, that's seven people, but swap-ins and swap-outs due to circumstances.
And me expiring. And yeah. Nolzy waking up late.
Oh, calling him out on the podcast, huh?
It's all is fair in love and war. Always remember that.
Yeah. I kind of wanted to first start off with one of the things we were trying to do, too, was a Divinity run. And I had gotten more experience with the puzzles over time, but I don't consider myself an expert by any means. But it went really smooth, I feel like. We did the Divinity part of the puzzles. It's probably one of the fastest ones I've ever been in of any group doing Divinity.
Yeah, unfortunately, we didn't get the full clear the first night, so... And unfortunately with Divinity, you do have to get the clear on that first night in order for it to be successful. But it did really go well. We got the jumping over the washing machine in the one area. That was first run. That went pretty well. So, I have every faith that we can always do it again. The puzzles really aren't, once you get the rhythm down, aren't that bad.
Yeah, they really aren't. They really aren't. So we'll get some more Divinity runs going here. And some more clears. Yes, we didn't get it done the first night. We hopped in at, what was it, Saturday night and then Monday night.
Yeah last right. night for me. So Monday night, we got the final boss clear, which took a couple hours. We kind of rearranged some people for positions. But that was that Unique's first time clearing and also his son's?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So GG's to three people getting their first clear last night on that.
I know. I never thought, ask me a few months ago, that I'd be able to be in a team with three newbies. I always felt like this raid was like, oh yeah, you want maybe one or two people at most that are new. So yeah, it worked out. We got it done.
Congrats. And from what I understand,
everyone.
Hazelnut from Guardian Down also needs a clear, so that means we'll be hopping over onto PS4 soon.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm always down to raid, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. And I am, nice, too, unless I expire. Nice going
back to Gambit. I usually, on the last phase, like to do the defending, and I decided to kind of switch just because, I don't know, I was getting a little bored of defending, and we were just seeing if it would be easier for anyone swapping around, and it was kind of nice going into the Gambit part again. We were able to hop in there pretty quick and take those ads down.
Yeah, and that was my first time running Divinity in more like a full support class, because normally I'm running DPS with everybody else, Line in the Sand, Izanagi's Burden. But yeah, last night was my first time with that. And it's actually not as bad, and it does make a big difference running Divinity, especially in that position, having three new people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we got that done. That was good. I was happy. We got it done and probably just in the nick of time before some people had to go. It wasn't just you. I think some other people had to go too. So I'm glad we got
done. Yeah, I think Gator was fading because he's on East Coast with me. And I think, I don't know if anybody else was also in East Coast. I know you and Nalsy are not, but, yeah, I mean, it was about midnight. It was 11:58. I was like, this is going to be my last run. Gator was like, yep, I think it's probably about that time anyway to call it. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, the last one was the best one.
Nice. Another thing I wanted to mention, the TWAB, is they talked briefly about seasonal activities. This was this week, right? Yeah, evolving seasons. And how I'm really confused because they had this big talk about how, you know, activities are not going to stick around. It's going to be one of those you had to be there moments. And because of technical reasons and logistical and bug fix reasons, and it all made sense to me. But now they're kind of going back on that. And I guess it's because partly, and I mean, it makes sense, but like, let's say someone couldn't play a lot of one season and they really liked the idea of this, Sundial, or they didn't get a chance to do it, then the point is those activities will actually probably stick around now for a year's period of time. So to be more specific, the activities will stick around season after season, but the seasonal things will go away, so you won't get confused there. So like, let's say, for example, this season, maybe the Seraph Towers would stick around, but the bunkers would be gone after the season, because there's no point to those weapons aren't being focused on anymore. At least that's how I understood it. I don't know if you read the 12 there, Sin.
Yeah, I mean, I see what they're trying to go for. I mean, it is it does make sense. I mean, there are certain story elements that what you're doing, you know, kind of makes sense for the story at that particular time, and nobody can really go back and do that for anybody coming in, especially new lighters that come in after all this content's released. You can't really go back and do it. You can't experience that same thing that everybody was able to experience during that particular season. So, you know, keeping it around for a year, I think, would be a little nicer. You maybe wouldn't have to go grind as hard in the 6 to 8 weeks that it takes for the season to be done. You know, I think the past couple seasons, it's taken me right up to the season end to basically earn the titles. And I've been wanting to earn the titles because that's, for me, something that, you know, shows kind of what I've done in the game. It's kind of a nice little grind for me.
But I think those are the things that are still going away season after season. If I understand this, like, the activities will remain, but the seasonal stuff will still be going away.
So the titles will still be grind, but you can still access the stuff after the fact.
Yeah, and I guess that's good because now there wasn't really too many interesting things this season, but last season, yeah, it's a shame if you didn't get to do the Saint 14 missions or the Sundial. That wasn't too bad of stuff that now is gone. So
gone forever.
Yeah, activities will last the entire year. Rewards will remain also. You know, we'll have those weapons for a few seasons, but then they'll phase out. They're going to warn us about things going away. But I don't know. We'll see. It's just, I don't even know what to think sometimes with these seasonal models. And to me, it all really comes down to, you know, they're trying so many things and then going one way and then back the other way. And it'll never make everyone happy, from like the people that like to grind a lot to the people that don't. But I think what we really need to get to is a point where the at least the yearly big drops have enough stuff that can keep us interested for quite a while. Think about year two Forsaken. We had those Ascendant challenges and all sorts of things going on that could last us months, especially if you didn't hit them on the right week. And I felt like Forsaken kept us interested for quite a while. And there was a three strikes instead of just the two that we got for Shadowkeep. That's the other thing. We really need to get our asses in gear with some more strikes. If we can just get like maybe four strikes, some activities that last quite a while, I think to me that will be what keeps the game interesting, and good weapons to that are exciting to grind for that we can get in actual strikes with loot or activities that are fun. Now, then once we have that, if they still want to add these, the season pass, it doesn't appeal to me so much, but I know Gator loves it so much and things like that, then yeah, keep those things in there too. But to me, I want more like the actual activities. There's a lot, I've mentioned this so many times, there's so much that can be done without a lot of work. Make it so that all the raids are relevant again and just have them drop high-level loot. So we're going in those activities for a reason. Think about how much more time people would spend in the game because they know that, oh, we're going to hop in the raids again because there's a reason to do that. As opposed to like, okay, what are we doing this week then? Oh, Crucible Gambit and Strikes again so we can rank up some levels on our season pass. Big whoop. Yeah, so.
Yeah. So speaking of what they're planning on doing, so shout out to AR for posting a picture. Gathalion posted today apparently on Twitter. Let me pull this up really quick. I think it was in Destiny Talk, maybe. Here we go. Yep, here it is. This spring, this springtime vacation from Destiny content always makes the summer fall return that much better. Ready for what's next in PvP or PvE? I'm sorry. This Luke Smith actually responded and said, "You are not prepared."
Well, hopefully this is real, too. As we know, we've seen some other fake things on Twitter recently. There's been some other big discussions. But, yeah, I do think there is, if you just look at it for multiple reasons, this season being not as interesting, at least so far, there could still be potential that this last month, starting next week, I have some predictions things will get interesting in the very end of this season, leading to next season. Same thing kind of happened last year. I mean, the middle season, the Gambit Prime season wasn't super interesting, and then the Menagerie season was way better. Everyone felt that way for multiple reasons, depending on if it was the raid or just the weapons or the activities. So, yeah, I think there's a good chance that this summer leading up through fall, there will be some interesting things going on. I think it can happen. We know that there is Data Mined, another quest, and there's going to be more going on with the Almighty getting closer to us and the Triangle ships too. So whatever that means, we don't quite know yet, but something is coming up.
Right. Now, have you logged into any of the bunkers today and looked at the progression?
No, I haven't, but I follow people that do, like Ebontis and Tassie. And they both mentioned that they're definitely moving along slowly, that something looks like they'll be reaching somewhere in our solar system, like around Neptune or something, by the end of this our actual season that we're playing in the game. So again,
they might actually reach one of the planets that we are currently.
Yeah,
we have currently on our map. So I'm hoping it's sooner. It might give us something to kind of play a little bit, sooner rather than the next expansion come fall. But yeah. I mean, I saw some things pop up on Reddit. For some reason, I got Reddit on my phone and I get alerts with some Destiny stuff. And that was one of them. There was a picture, and I haven't actually logged in to go physically see it.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's definitely some stuff to look forward to because right now, Guardian Games, I would say, is not the most interesting thing. There's been some, other than just the talk that we gave about, oh, yeah, the Titans are winning every day, but the actual activities aren't super fun either. And it'd be nice to get people interested again, other than just me trying to talk them into raids, or other people trying to talk them into Gambit Prime, or someone trying to talk them into private matches in Crucible. You know, us people that like our own little unique things. But right. It'd be nice to get people back again, even before next season.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's not like I would say, it'd be interesting to see. We got to look what the actual total population numbers are right now of actively playing. But it's totally normal this time of year for like our friends, people in the clan group, a little less activity than normal. But then it's always just variable too, because ran into new people like Unique that are just getting built up again. Other people that are like still haven't done that much in the game. So they're like doing all the fun stuff right now. They're doing the Whisper mission for the first time, doing this, doing that. So they're still plenty to do in the game if you haven't done all that yet. Yeah. But I would say
there's more than plenty in the game.
Oh, more than plenty. But I would actually wouldn't mind if it is quiet for another week or two. And then I might, who knows, I might even go back in D1 and rerun the campaign again on a fresh character. Could be kind of fun.
See, ain't nobody got time for that. Or at least I don't have time for that. Especially, we didn't talk about it yet at the beginning of the podcast, but we just went to 7 o'clock throughout the week for work. And on the 11th, we're going to 9 o'clock closes again. So my hours are going back to normal very, very soon.
Oh man, I'm sorry.
Me too. I'm sure my wife is too. She'll be stuck at home with the kids.
Yeah. Yep. And it's not like school is starting back up for people yet.
Oh no, they've already, where we live, they had kind of set a tentative, like, you know, this is, you know, you might be back open here in sometime in May, but it was just a tentative date. There was nothing set in stone. And they, about a week or so ago, announced that they would be closing schools to the end of the year. So there is no going back now for the end of the year.
No going back. No, it's true. Yes, I'm here.
So, yeah. Well, but it is what it is.
Yep. Well, I mean, I've been staying busy with work and stuff. I finally got my stimulus money. Mine was slower going because I had to input my tax information manually to the IRS since I don't normally get a refund. And I had to tell my bank account, like, oh, you're actually sending me money this time instead of me sending you money.
Right.
Yep. So that was kind of nice. And I'm staying busy enough with IT stuff, but it's still interesting. I like want to get out and do stuff out and about, but I don't want to go to like some outdoorsy areas like the state parks, the national parks, the forest areas, the outdoors, you know, swimming holes, things like that, because I'm afraid I'll get there and it'll be super crowded and either they'll be turning people away or I'll want to turn myself away because I don't want to be, I mean, I don't love the crowds as it is. And especially with everything going on, there's no way in hell I'm going to be like in a crowded state park with like tons of other people, you know, if things are getting passed around.
Right.
So just like, do I want to do something? Do I not? It's like, I don't even know. It's like, I got to find some hidden spot. A hidden spot to go. I know, Sin, we are going to start the Guardian Hub compound. Where should we build it? Is there a land in West Virginia somewhere out in the boonies?
I mean, there's plenty of mountains out here that's basically on uncivilized.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We'll get a group home going, and as long as we have good internet, that's what we need. That'll be the requirement.
Well, I have gig internet where I live currently, so, but I'm really right off the interstate, so.
Yeah, it sounds like you at least live in a civilized area, but if we're in the boonies of West Virginia, it might be a little harder.
It'll be a different story.
I still imagine, I mean, I don't want to like cause any stereotypes, but I still imagine like in areas of West Virginia, it's like just some guy sitting on a porch in front of a lake, and it's like, dun, 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 dun. It's like, you know, with a straw hat and stuff.
And maybe in different parts of West Virginia, like the southern parts, maybe, because it might be a little more country, mm-hmm. a little more accent. But now, for the most part here, we're basically Baltimore, D.C., you know, that Virginia area.
Yeah. Yep, where everyone can come to Utah, where there's plenty of outdoorsy areas too. I mean, we got the big city areas like around Salt Lake, or you can go in the mountains or in the deserts. You have it all, your pick. Yeah.
Oh man. Anything else we've done this week? I know we've
the main grind. I don't
just think... Destiny. Did you play anything outside of Destiny?
In Destiny, nothing worth mentioning. I think I only did one raid this last week, actually. No, two. Sorry, the one, the Leviathan one, also.
Right. And nothing. And I don't think I've logged into any other game either. I think I've just been just Destiny this week.
Yeah, but that is okay because we will keep the conversation going in our Discord and next week with the podcast as we continue to talk about what's going on. I have a suspicion more. It won't maybe be on the next podcast if it doesn't come out by the time we record, but I have a sneaky suspicion there'll be some interesting things coming in the season after all.
Man, I hope. I hope there's something in there.
Yep. Well, for those of you listening, did you know that Sin and I are the top winners on the Guardian Down podcast speedrun? Still,
I haven't finished listening to the. I'm a little behind. The 4 hour Two Titans and a Hunter one. I know it's on both feeds. I'm listening in on the split one and the Guardian Down one. I'm just now listening to the second half. So I'm assuming now
we know they've had one. I mean, yeah, this was a weird way of me saying also to be sure check out their podcast. But yes, we are still the undisputed champions of their podcast. But definitely check out our friends, the Guardian Down podcast, and check out Two Titans and a Hunter, and check out all the others. All of them are friends of ours, but check out destinypodcasts.com where you can see a complete list of other Destiny podcasts also. Yeah, so that when you finish listening to ours, there's other ones to listen to too. And keep inviting people. I noticed we've been getting a few more Xbox players, PC players, some good people in the group. We are getting pretty close to or getting our clan cap, so we're going to have to figure out what we want to do.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting when that happens. I don't even know.
I mean, anyone can join the Discord, but we'll have to decide on the clan what to do.
We just need Bungie to raise the clan like actual limits.
Yep, and I think it'd be cool too. We don't need to like make this a big segment of our podcast. And I say this anyways, but if you have any questions that even if you don't know who the guest is going to be on the show, or if just for Sin or I, please add them to the
podcast questions and ideas.
Channel. Yes, maybe I should make that a more simple title. But yes, the podcast discussion ideas channel. Whatever, you know what we're talking about. Just feel free and ask away. Such questions as, does Sin really live in a city area, or does he live in the boondocks? Does Sin really know, did Sin actually graduate high school?
That part I actually did.
Questions do like that.
Do I eat crowns?
Yes. Or do I just geek and read books as a warlock?
I definitely picture you as geeking and reading books as a warlock.
Well, AR may know some things. We've had some discussions. So yeah. keep the conversation going in the Discord.
Yeah, anyway, thank you all so very much.
Yeah, we thank you guys for listening. Goodbye. No, just kidding.
Man, that was like the quickest ending ever.
I know, Sin. Stop trying to end it so quickly. I'm not trying to end it quickly. You are. No. We will have a proper ending here. But I'm just trying to see if there's anything else on our housekeeping. Nope. No new reviews this week. And so, yeah, I guess we will get to our call outs, our call signs, if you may call it that.
Or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How can people get a hold of you, Sin?
They can find me over on twitch.tv/SinMedia, Sin the C-Y-N, and over on Twitter at Sin_Media. Kingsley, clear this IO bunker and take us out.
Mm. Yes, I'll clear it from out here. But yes, you can find me as Kingsley Mack in the Discord. It's Kingsley Macklemore. But yes, you can find me as Kingsley Mack on PlayStation, on Steam, on Twitch, where I stream occasionally, mostly if I'm raiding. On Twitter, though, I am MC Kingsley. And then you can find our podcast anywhere podcasts are normally found. We are The Guardian Hub. You can find us at our website, theguardianhub.com.
The best hub on the net.
The best hub. Yes, definitely the best hub on the net. And on Twitter. But just, you know, if you're already listening to us, you kind of know where to find us. Just let people know. We have a good website, theguardianhub.com. All right. Well, thanks, everyone, again, for listening. We wish you a fun and happy Christmas. Time of Destiny. A Merry Christmas, a Happy Spring New Year, leading to summer. I don't know what I'm saying. But as you play Destiny while you're listening to this or in the future, try and have fun and not be bored just doing the normal grinds like I am. Invite people to your party. Stay fresh. Thanks, everyone. Have a good one.
Bye.
Goodbye.